Prabhupada Paramahamsa Sri Vrajakachada Stotra Sattva Sri Simar Divine Grace Silabhai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Da Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki ISKCON Devotee Founder Charyas Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Samabhata Bhakta Vrinda Ki Harinama Sankirtana Ki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tiny Tiger Oda Pimanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, to Sri Oranga. All glories. We request devotees who have cell phones to kindly turn off your cell phones. Cell phones not allowed in Bhagavatam class. I'll turn off mine also. Off. See? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Mukam karoti vachalam pangum rangayate girim yat kripa tamaham bande shri gurum dinataranam yat kripa tamaham bande shri gurum dinataranam. Hare Krishna. So I think not everybody understands English. Definitely not.
You can give the translation.
So this will be a simultaneous. Nobody is perfect in any So, but you should come, come inside at least. You can be here. I can sit. So this will be like simultaneous translation.
Yes.
Okay. I will speak short sentence. So to make your life simple. Not to create anxiety. So you can start by mentioning that we are happy to get opportunity to visit the devotees here.
आज कह रहे हैं कि यहाँ पे हम सब इकट्ठे होके भगवान का नाम लेके बहुत आनंद लेंगे एक साथ रहते
Who's living here actually?
यहाँ पे कौन रह रहा
है? All is living here.
No. Most of them. Raise your hands, those who are living here.
तो यहाँ रह रहे हो अपने हाथ ऊपर करिए.
Living in this house? No. In this house. Who's living in this house? Why everybody else raising their hands? Maybe they want to live here, I think. So, we have many families that have DTs here in Jaipur. No, I'm asking.
You're asking about
if they have, are there many families that have altar? Or
how many days have they had?
You know. Also, right? Okay. Very good. How many have Arsavigraha?
Alakha.
You're supposed to translate.
Murti?
No. Bloom. So, actually, many years ago, Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining, he was encouraging householders to get small gorni type arts of vigraha. So maybe after some time.
Kai saal pehle Srila Prabhupada ne bataya ki jo grahast hain unke paas chote gorni type hone chahiye. Gorni type vigraha hain jo hone chahiye.
Yeah. But of course it is good the householders, they can get guidance from the local ISKCON authorities also.
और ये अच्छा होगा कि जो जो लोग हैं इस्कॉन के जो यहाँ पे जो एक कहीं पर भी जो लोकल जो प्रेसिडेंट हैं या टेंपल हैं उनसे वो अपनी गाइडेंस ले सकते हैं इस बारे में.
यस सो इट इज ऑफ कोर्स इवन इफ वी डोंट हैव अर्च विग्रह हैविंग फोटो इज आल्सो वेरी गुड.
अगर आप अर्च विग्रह नहीं है तो आपका सिर्फ फोटो भी हो वो भी अच्छा है.
एंड द चैतन्य चरितमृता. How many have read? Anyone here know about Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Chaitanya Charitamrita, किसने पढ़ी है? कोई जानता है Chaitanya Charitamrita के बारे में?
A few.
और कौन जानता है?
It's translated in Hindi, no?
Yeah, in each book available.
Yeah. So, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is one special book explaining about the life and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Charitamrita hai ye bhagwan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke jeevan ki vita aur unki jo jeevan ke bare mein batati hai.
So Srila Prabhupada, he explained four main books of knowledge, four important books for all of us to study.
Srila Prabhupada ne hamare ko char kitabe batayi hai jo gyan ki mukhy hai. Char mukhy kitabe batayi hai.
This Chaitanya Charitamrita is one of the four.
और जो चैतन्य चरितमृत है उन चार में से एक है.
Who knows the other three?
बाकी तीन को कौन कौन जानता है?
Besides you. Anyone who's been to Gurukul should not answer this question because they know already. What other three books? Very important. Bhagavad Gita, number one actually. Bhagavatam is number two. Yes.
Krishna.
Krishna is Bhagavatam. Krishna is already part of Bhagavatam. Number three? Okay.
Nectar
of devotion. Bhakti Rasamrita.
Bhakti Rasamrita, teesri kitab. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam.
And the highest is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And
the highest is Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes. Who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Chaitanya Charitamrita, who is
the Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Yes. So there's one very nice explanation that 64 different devotional activities we can perform. 64 items of bhakti.
बहुत अच्छा इसमें बताया गया कि 64 तरह की भक्ति के जो जो कलाएं हैं तो मैं बताई गई है.
But because in modern day society, grihasthas are very busy. They cannot do all 64.
लेकिन आजकल के जो व्यस्त हैं, जो modern इस समय के, वो इन पूरी 64 कलाओं में वो नहीं निकल सकते.
So therefore, it has been summarized in five main activities.
इसलिए बताया गया है कि जो मुख्य पांच हैं, उसको देखना है.
Five activities more easy to remember and more easy to follow.
और ये पांच ऐसे चीज़ हैं जो इनको याद भी आसानी से रखा जा सकता है.
So the first one is what we are doing this evening. It's called Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, one should perform Sadhu Sangha every day. Every day we should endeavor to have association with devotees, Sadhu Sangha. The devotees in Navadvip, Mayapur, Navadvip, in Bengal, they were so eager for the Sadhu Sangha with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that every year they would walk For 1 month, they would walk from Bengal to Jagannath Puri just to get the Sadhu Sangha of Lord Chaitanya.
साधु संघ के लिए जगन्नाथपुरी के लिए एक महीने तक वहाँ चल के जाते थे भक्त लोग जगन्नाथपुरी से कहने महाप्रभु का संग पाने के लिए और उसमें
मतलब
500 साल पहले
they did not have any Puri Express at that time
और उसमें कोई साधन नहीं था पैदल ही जाते थे कोई Puri Express नहीं थी
no train walking
पैदल ही चलते थे कोई ट्रेन नहीं थी
yeah to go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri or from Mayapur, it would take many months because you have to walk through forest and so many jungle like that. And
at that time, it took a lot of time, many days. It took a long time to get out of the jungle for Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri.
Now we take flight to go to Delhi by airplane or by train.
Now it's very easy. Flight by airplane by airplane.
So Sadhu Sangha is very powerful way to make advancement in spiritual life. One purport we are reading, I think today or yesterday, Prabhupada is explaining that I have made many temples, I have established many temples all over the world, especially for Grihastha to get Sadhu Sangha. Yes. And actually, not only in temple, but like every home, every Grihastha home, can be temple, should be temple also. That is one of the five. Actually, the first one is this Sadhu Sangha. Then the second is Nama Kirtan, chanting the holy name of Krishna, either chanting by Kirtan or chanting by Japa. How many are chanting on japa here?
Kaun jap kar rahe hain aap mein se?
They have their own japa mala. Very good. Yes, yes. Okay. So, this is also following the example of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Every day they chanted on japa.
Maine bataya hai ki jo Vrindavan ke Goswami hain, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu har din apna japa na apne
Yes. So, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, then Bhagavata Sravana, hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. Bhagavatam we should hear, Srila Prabhupada explains, Nasta Praya Sepadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Seva, Nitya Seva, Nitya Seva means it always, every day, we should be hearing at least one sloka, one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravana, Maturavasa, Maturavasa, residing in Mathura or residing in a place.
Dhamma.
Like Mathura, yes. Dambas, we cannot. If we have temple in our house, we are Dambasi. Yeah. Because not everyone can go and live in Mathura. Then number five is Srimurtira, Srimurti, worshipping the Murti. Archa Vigraha form of the Lord. So, these, who knows that sloka? You know the sloka?
No?
Yeah? Okay, one of the slokas you missed. So, Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Sravana Mathura Basa Srimurtira Sradhaya Sevana Sakala Sadhana Svesta Epancha Anga And what will be the result? Krishna prema janamaya epanche alpo sangha. Krishna prema. These five out of 64, these five are so potent that even doing little, one will develop pure love of Krishna, Krishna prema. So, how many would like to develop Krishna prem? Yes. Whoops. What happened there? One did not. You can kindly close the cell phone. So, Rajasthan is actually a very special place. The residents of Rajasthan, they are they are fortunate in many ways. Yeah, because you have a place like Jaipur and many other such holy places where still our ancient Vedic culture is practiced. Yes. Srila Prabhupada, he visited, at least he came to Jaipur at least once, possibly twice. I don't know if he went to other places, but because Prabhupada himself came to Rajasthan, that also makes it very special. When a pure devotee comes to a holy place.
Srila Prabhupada bhi jagah par aaye, Jaipur mein aaye. So agar koi shuddh bhakt agar aisi jagah aate hain, to us cheez ko aur bhi mahatvapurna banaye hain jagah.
And also, I did not know, but I came to know recently that Rajasthan, or rather Govardhan, no?
Yeah.
Govardhan or Vrindavan is part of Govardhan, comes into Rajasthan. No,
no. One part is. No. One part of Govardhan.
One part of Govardhan goes in.
Belong to Rajasthan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. But not Barsana. Barsana is...
Barsana. Big.
Some portion of Govardhan is touching Rajasthan.
Big man.
Kuch part Rajasthan, jo Govardhan parvat hai, Govardhan mein kuch hissa Rajasthan ke mein aata hai.
And also it is here in Rajasthan, I mean in Jaipur, that the deities of Vrindavan, Sri Sri Radha Govindaji, and Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Damodar, they have taken shelter of Rajasthan.
Yeah.
It's a special one. So this is very special, no? It's very unique. And also the very word Rajasthan. Rajasthan means the stan of Raja, no?
Yeah, place
of Rajas.
Yeah.
No, maybe not so many Rajas now. But before it was a place of Raja, king. Yeah, saintly king, not ordinary king. Saintly king. Evam parampara praptam imam rajar shayo vidhi. Rajar shi. His place of Rajarshi. Vedic culture is very intimately connected with Raja, because Vedic culture is monarchy. Monarchy means? Yes. We say Ramraj. Yes. Yes. So just like Krishna and Balaram, after leaving Vrindavan, where did they go? They went to Mathura. And what did they do? Well, they did many things, yeah, they killed Kamsa and whatnot. But also, Vasudeva and Devaki, they... I hope that's the last one. Anyone else have a cell phone that's open? There's a system in one of our temples. There's a system that if someone who has cell phone, if that cell phone starts during Bhagavatam class, the cell phone is coming, it goes to the DT. It's collected.
So,
so the next phone, the next cell phone that rings will come to me. My cell phone is getting old, I need a new one. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada, he wanted very much that we re-establish Vedic culture.
Srila Prabhupada chahte the ki jo Vedic sanskriti hai fir se Bharat mein fir se jude fir se wo bane.
Vedic culture actually begins with two important things. One we spoke about. One thing is Vedic culture begins with cow protection of cow.
Jo Vedic sanskriti hai wo do cheezon se shuruaat hoti hai uski. Ek pehli cheez jo gaay ki raksha karne se.
Yes, when there is protection of cows, then families can get some very nice milk and milk products by which they can develop good intelligence, good brain tissue. Yes. And we can offer milk sweets to Krishna. We can make some rasgulla, some dursi, some sandesh, all of these nice milk sweets. And Krishna will be very happy because every day he's looking for these things. Our Mataji is here, they know how to make burfi, sandesh. Who is making? Anyone? No. Hey. Ah, Mataji is making. Yes. Every day, the residents, the Matajis in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda and all of her friends, they're making so many milk preparations for Krishna.
Rojana Yashoda Maya aur baki jitne bhi Mataji the Vrindavan mein.
If Krishna doesn't get his milk sweets every day, he becomes very unhappy. Yes. Actually, in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, there is a very nice explanation why Mother Yashoda on that day when she chastised Krishna, why Mother Yashoda was herself boiling the milk? Because Mother Yashoda doesn't boil the milk every day. She has assistants boiling the milk. But on that day, why she was boiling the milk?
जब एक बार जो दूध गर्म करने के लिए यशोदा मैया जाते हैं भगवान कृष्ण को छोड़ देते हैं तो ऐसा क्यों करते हैं जबकि हर बार उनके लिए बहुत सी दासियां और सब लगी होती हैं तो उसी दिन उन्होंने ऐसा क्यों किया जाके दूध गर्म करने क्यों गई
एनीवन नो व्हाई ऑन दैट डे मदर यशोदा वाज पॉइंटिंग
उस दिन ऐसा क्यों किया कोई जानता है इस बारे
में Yeah, because of that, the Damodar Leela has come. So why the question still is why on that day Mother Yashoda was boiling the milk, and of course that whole pastime became Damodar Leela.
कह रहे हैं कि ये बिल्कुल सही है कि ये ऐसा हुआ तो इस वजह से दामोदर लीला हुई, लेकिन क्यों किया ऐसा यशोदा मैया ने? सवाल फिर से यही पे है कि दामोदर लीला हुई इससे, लेकिन क्यों किया ऐसा यशोदा मैया ने?
So our acharyas, they explain like this, that many, many times Krishna and Balaram, they would go to the neighbors, isn't it? They would go to the neighboring house and they would steal butter and they would steal yogurt and they would steal like this different milk sweets. So Mother Yashoda was thinking that my little Krishna, he is going to the neighbor's house because their milk sweet must be better than my milk sweet.
Krishna
So therefore, she said, she thought in her mind that today I will take milk from my special cows. Mother Yashoda has her own special cows. I will take milk from my special cows and I myself will make this milk sweet preparation so that Krishna will not go and steal to the neighbors. That's why.
Mother Yashoda ne socha ki aaj main khud gayon ka doodh nikalungi, apni khud unki khud ki gaye thi alag se, unka khud nikalungi aur nikal ke doodh fir uski usko pakwan khud banaungi taki Krishna wahan na jaye kahin aur na jaye.
Yeah, because every time Krishna goes and steals butter, she gets many complaints.
She's
being chastised. Yeah, not only Krishna is being chastised, but sometimes Mother Yashoda is being chastised by her neighbors. Why are your little boys coming to steal butter in our house? So Krishna and Balaram, they went to where they went to study Mother Devaki and Vasudeva and Devaki. They wanted that Krishna, so many years staying in Vrindavan, not getting any education, now he's coming to Mathura. They are from royal family, so they are telling, now they have to go to Gurukul. They sent to Gurukul, Krishna and Balaram.
और काफी समय जब देवकी ईश्वर और वासुदेव ने सोचा कि ये वृंदावन रहे थे वहाँ पे तो कुछ इन्होंने पढ़ाई वगैरह नहीं करी तो आप इनको गुरुकुल भेजना चाहिए जब मथुरा आ रहे थे तो गुरुकुल भेजना ताकि पढ़ सकें
In Vrindavan, every day they were just going around playing with the cows in a different forest. Now it's time you go to Gurukul.
वृंदावन में सिर्फ वो एक ही काम करते थे, घूमते थे, गायों को घुमाते थे, तो अब ऐसा समय आ गया मथुरा में कि अब इनको गुरुकुल में जाना चाहिए, पढ़ना चाहिए.
So where did Krishna and Balaram go to Gurukul? What is the name of that Gurukul?
Gurukul ka naam kya tha?
What is the name of the Guru?
Guru ka kya naam tha?
Yeah, Sandipani Muni. Sandipani Muni. And where was that Gurukul?
Gurukul kaun sa tha? Kahan tha?
Near Ujjain. Ujjain. New Jain. That Gurukul, actually, last year I went to see that Gurukul.
Yeah.
That Gurukul is still there. They have one big pond, you know, pukur, for bathing. It's very, very big. And we came to know that when Krishna and Balaram went to Gurukul, there were, was it, 8,000 or 10,000 students. Big Gurukul. 10,000 students at that time. Now there's no Gurukul. Just like now also in like in Indonesia. Indonesia is a country, who knows where Indonesia is?
Indonesia,
where, what is the country close to Indonesia? Yeah, near Malaysia, near Singapore, like that. Indonesia, before Indonesia is is part of India. Now that is one of the islands. Indonesia has maybe 14,000 islands. 14,000 islands. Yes. So before Indonesia, it is all Hindu, Vedic culture, and many, many Gurukul. Yes. So only since 500 years now it has become Muslim. But they still have Gurukul system, but they call a different name and they teach different subject. And they still have very big Gurukul. One Gurukul I visited, they have over 3,000 students. 3,000.
Yes.
In Vrindavan, how many thousands? So it means that actually Gurukul, maybe one day in Jodhpur we can have many young boys for Gurukul.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. How many mothers would like to see their children go to Gurukul? No mothers? Yes. So, Vedic lifestyle, Vedic culture, it is only possible if we have a system of Gurukul. In when Krishna and Balaram went to Gurukul, they learned so many things within because of course they are special. They could learn within a very short time. And there are 64 arts and sciences. That is traditional knowledge. And Krishna and Balaram, they mastered one every single day. So within 64 days, they graduated from Gurukul. 64 days. They were exceptional students, we can say. cannot compare. So Srila Prabhupada, he was, this is one of the programs we are wanting to gradually introduce also, Gurukul. But best place to introduce Gurukul is actually in village setting. Yes. Because if the children are in Gurukul in the village, naturally every day they will get milk. In Jodhpur they may not get milk every day. Yes, and all of their food will be nicely cooked in pure ghee. How many Matajis make ghee here? Many Matajis make ghee. Yes. They make? They have cows?
Six cows.
In the back? Where?
Six
cows. Oh, very nice. Five cows. How many families have cows here? Only one.
She's supplying
milk. She's supplying milk to all the other families. He's getting all the kripa, all the mercy. Keeping cows, actually, now we have forgotten, but just like we have this one nice book, it is called Sacred Cows. Sacred Cows. In Vedic culture, if one is not keeping cow, then one is considered most unfortunate. Most unfortunate not to keep cow. That place where one is keeping cow, that place immediately becomes purified. Yes, it is.
जैसे गाय कहीं रखी जाती है, वो जगह एकदम शुद्ध हो जाती
है,
पवित्र हो जाती है.
It is said that the water from where cows, they drink. If you have a bucket of water or some, any cow is touching that water becomes as good as Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. So one does not have to go on very far away on pilgrimage. One can be in touch with Saraswati in their own home. Yes. So that is why also Srila Prabhupada, we were discussing before coming here how Prabhupada, one of his plan is to encourage our devotees to remain in village where more natural lifestyle is possible.
So what happens is that what we go in the village where there is a natural environment and everything is good, more good.
Our ISKCON society preaching in many countries, preaching mostly in the cities, but Srila Prabhupada also had desire and plan that we preach in the villages also. Prabhupada wanted that we have these simple gurukul so that our children can learn different samskaras, different Vedic knowledge that they can apply in their lives.
So we want to say that gurukul bane, in gurukul mein jo vidyarthi hai wo Vedic sanskar seekhe, sabhyata seekhe aur apne jeevan ko safal bana sake.
So here in India we have plan like this. Actually we have only a few places. We have what is called like farm community in South India near Bombay. So Rajasthan, I think so far no. Yeah, but the Rajasthan is a place that has probably most, I don't know, but many cows, no?
Yeah.
So that place that has many cows should be ideal place for having community, farm community.
तो महाराज कह रहे हैं कि जो दक्षिण भारत में भी कई जगह समुदाय के अंदर जिसमें खेती भी हो और सब गायें भी रखी जाए, ऐसी जगह हो जहाँ पर लोग रहें साथ में, तो दक्षिण भारत बनाई जा रही है, तो ऐसा राजस्थान में भी हो सकता है कि यहाँ पे खूब गायें हैं, तो एक साथ एक पूरा समुदाय केंद्र बन सकता है.
So hopefully maybe close to Jodhpur in the future some land can be acquired so that more than 5 cows fit can be kept by the voters.
Yeah. पांच से ज्यादा गायों को रखा जा सके और इस तरह का सारा मतलब भक्त लोग साथ रह सके, एक तरह की मतलब कुंभ एक तरह के बहुत सारे लोग सांप्रदायिक भी रह सके।
So like this in different countries, by Prabhupada's mercy, so many different preaching activities are going on in the cities and also in the villages. Yes. So we want to encourage the devotees here to continue to practice nicely Krishna consciousness. Most important, those five activities we mentioned earlier, to practice every day. Yeah. If devotees practice nicely, sincerely, then that will serve as good example. Then other people, they will slowly, gradually, they'll be attracted.
और अगर भक्त लोग इनको अच्छी तरह अपनाएंगे तो उससे धीरे धीरे दूसरे लोग भी प्रभावित होंगे और वो उसको अपना लेंगे, वो उसको अच्छा उदाहरण दे अपनी तरफ से ताकि वो आपकी तरफ आकर्षित हो।
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke about two things. One is prachar, preaching, encouraging people, and he also spoke about what is called sadachar. Achar and prachar, both are important.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने दो चीजों को ज्यादा जोड़ दिया, एक आचार और एक प्रचार, और दूसरों को प्रभावित उसके लिए ज्यादा भगवान नाम लेने के लिए, और दूसरा अपना सदाचार है अपने व्यवहार में नियम रखना में सरल रखता है।
He had one personal servant. What was the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant? Just have to answer the question. Don't answer. He's about to answer now. Well, who was Lord Chaitanya's personal servant? Very special devotee.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's
What was his name? No. Sarva Damodar was a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya, he was not the personal servant. Yeah. Govinda. Right? Huh? Hey? You didn't read that chapter. There's a chapter. Govinda. Yeah, the name Govinda. Actually, this Govinda, he was Lord Chaitanya, he took initiation from? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who's his Diksha Guru? Keshav Bharati is his Sanyas Guru. I won't ask you too many questions. Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri, yes. So this Govinda was also a disciple of Ishwar Puri. This Govinda, he was serving very, very nicely his Guru Maharaj. Yeah. Actually, Ishwara Puri had many disciples. One of his disciples, his name was Ramachandra Puri. But this Ramachandra Puri, he did not get the blessings of Ishwara Puri. Because his mentality was not good devotee mentality. Yeah, because actually when Ishwara Puri was about to leave his body, this Ramachandra Puri, Ishwara Puri was in a very humble way lamenting that, oh, I am now about to leave my body, I have not yet attained the lotus feet of Krishna, and I'm such an unfortunate soul. He was praying like this, Ishwara Puri.
Ishwarpuri jab apna sarir ko tyag rahe the us samay bade vinamra hokke aur bhagwan ko yaad kar rahe the, charno ko yaad kar rahe the aur aise yaad kar rahe the bhagwan rote hue ki main kitna hu bhagwan ke charno ko.
Just like a devotee who is humble, he will say, oh, I have no bhakti, I have no devotion, I have no knowledge. That out of humility, he will say. So when he was lamenting in this way, about to leave his body, about to die, this Ramachandra Puri, he had the audacity to suggest, to give instruction to Guru, to his Guru, that my dear Guru Maharaj, this you take shelter of Brahman. He told him like this. And this is, you don't, it is, disciples should never instruct Guru, especially in this way. And this this made Ishwara Puri, his Guru, very unhappy, and he told him that I reject you as my disciple because you're not telling properly, you're not behaving properly.
तो उसी समय रामचंद्र पुरी बोलते हैं कि आप इस तरह क्या कर रहे हो, उस तरह क्यों रो रहे हो, और वो कहते हैं आपको भगवान रोना नहीं चाहिए, आपको ब्रह्म के लिए आपको आनंद में उतरना चाहिए. तो उन्होंने देखा कि उनकी एक आदत थी कि वैसे ऐसे बताने की रामचंद्र पुरी, तब उन्होंने कहा तुम इस लायक नहीं हो, तुम यहाँ से, उन्होंने अपने शिष्य को उसको निकाल दिया.
If disciple becomes rejected by guru, then his spiritual life is finished.
और फिर शिष्य को अगर गुरु उसके निकाल देते हैं.
Yes. And because of this Ramachandra Puri, wherever he would visit, he would be criticizing devotees. He would criticize. He would find fault. You know, find fault? Finding fault, yeah. Which is very bad. Yeah. This Ramachandra Puri, he came to Jagannath Puri when Lord Chaitanya was visiting. When Lord Chaitanya was staying in Jagannath Puri, this Ramachandra Puri, he came one time. And he would have devotees feed him prasadam. He was sannyasi. So the devotees, they would invite him, and he would take a lot of prasadam. And then he would serve prasadam to that devotee serving him prasadam. And he would give more and more. No, you take more and more prasad. Devotee did not want to take, but he was forcing the devotee to take more and more prasad. And the devotee was obliged to take because sannyasi is asking me to take more prasad. He was obliged to take, did not want to take, but was obliged to take. So after the devotee finished taking prasadam, this Ramachandra Puri, he criticized, oh, just see, he is a follower of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is taking so much prasadam all the time, and his followers also are taking so much prasadam. like this, he was criticizing. So everyone was afraid to talk or to associate with this Ramachandra Puri because he was offending the devotees. So one time this Ramachandra Puri, he went to visit the room where Lord Chaitanya was staying. And then when he entered the room, he saw some ants on the floor. Ants.
Aur जब ये कमरे में आते हैं तो वहां देखते चींटियां हैं, इस कमरे में चींटियां से जा रही है।
Then he pointed, this see, ants. That means that this sannyasi is eating so many sweets that the ants are coming. So the devotees, when they hear this, they could not bear that, why he's criticizing not only the devotees, he's criticizing also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
जैसे भक्तों की सुना कि वैसे कर रहे हैं राम ने बोली, उन्होंने देखा कि इससे भक्तों की निंदा नहीं कर रहे, चैतन्य भगवान चैतन्य की भी कर रहे हैं, उन्होंने कान बंद कर लिया, वैसे करने लगे।
Yeah. When Lord Chaitanya he heard, he told the devotees, from tomorrow I will eat only half of regular prasadam. I will not take full prasadam, I will take only half.
चैतन्य भगवान ने उसी दिन से कहा कि मैं जितना लेता हूँ प्रसाद उससे आधा प्रसाद लूंगा।
Yeah. So that made the devotees even more more sad. The devotees became very, very sad that Lord Chaitanya, because of this criticism of Ramachandra Puri. So they were, during the whole time that Ramachandra Puri was in Jagannath Puri, they were all very, very sad because of this Jagannath Puri, this Ramachandra Puri. And then somehow after a few days Ramachandra Puri decided to leave Jagannath Puri. And then everybody went, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went back to his regular diet, regular prasadam. So that is example of when someone is not pleasing Guru, then he will be finding fault, and in this way devotees, it will be very difficult for devotees. So it means that because Guru was not happy with this Ramachandra Puri, therefore his whole spiritual life became spoiled. But because this Govinda, this other disciple Govinda, he was serving his Guru till the very end, and therefore he received all the blessings. He received such blessing that his Guru Maharaj, Ishwarapuri, told him, after I leave my body, you please go and serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even though he is godbrother of Lord Chaitanya, but he went to serve Lord Chaitanya, and he received all the blessings of Lord Chaitanya also. He received all the blessings of his Guru, Ishwarapuri, and he received all the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
जो उनके दूसरे शिष्य थे ईश्वरपुरी के गोविंदा, वो उनको ईश्वरपुरी की बहुत कृपा मिली और जीवन भर उन्होंने सेवा करी उसकी। एक तो कृपा गुरु की मिली और दूसरा उन्होंने बाद में उन्होंने कहा कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जाकर सेवा करो। इस तरह उनको दोनों सेवाएं मिली।
जस्ट वन वेरी शॉर्ट स्टोरी दैट शोज हाउ डेडिकेटेड वाज गोविंदा दास।
और एक छोटी सी छोटी कहानी बताई जाए
Every day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would be invited to take prasadam in different grihastha homes. Different grihasthas, they would invite him to take prasadam at noon time. And then after taking prasadam, he would come back to his room and take rest. And at that time, this Govinda, his personal servant, he would massage the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the devotees, they always they would be feeling so much prasadam to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would ask him, please take more prasadam. So one day, after coming back from taking prasadam, Lord Chaitanya that day had taken a lot of prasadam, and when he reached his room, at the doorway, he was so tired, he dropped at the doorway, and he blocked Govinda from going into the room. So Govinda was thinking, how I can do my service, how I can massage the body of Lord Chaitanya, because he's I cannot go inside the room. He was, how I will go inside? Then the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna gave him good intelligence. So then he took his chadar like this, and he covered the body of Lord Chaitanya, and then very carefully he climbed over the body of Lord Chaitanya after covering the body with chadar. So he was very happy, massaged, and then after massaging the body, because Lord Chaitanya, he fell asleep blocking the doorway, after he went inside and massaged nicely, then he went in the corner of the room and he stayed there. Govinda. Then after some time, Lord Chaitanya, he woke up and he was looking, oh, Govinda, you are in the room. What you are doing in the room? Because every day after his service, Govinda, he would go and take prasadam. But that day did not go. He was still in the room, so Lord Chaitanya is asking, why you are still here? Why you didn't go and take prasadam? Then Govinda, he explained, I cannot go because you are blocking the door. Then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I'm blocking the door, but you came inside the room, no? You came inside the room. So if you came inside the room, you can also go outside the room. Then Govinda, he replied, yes, my lord, I came inside the room, but I came inside the room crossing your body, using blanket to do my seva. But I cannot go outside the room just for myself, for taking prasadam. That consciousness, that way of thinking, he had. It means that for doing some seva to some other devotee, one is ready to take risk, even of committing some offense. But for doing for ourselves, devotee is not ready to take any risk. So Lord Chaitanya was very, very happy with the service of Govinda. He was serving with all his heart and with all care and caution. So that is why it is explained that Govinda, he received all the mercy from Ishwara Puri, his guru. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol. So, any of our devotees have any questions? Yes.
Who was Chota Haridas?
Chota Haridas was another Haridas. There was Haridas Thakur, and Chota Haridas was an associate of Lord Chaitanya, who was a very good singer. And he, that whole Leela is there. He, Chota Haridas was Brahmachari. And one time, he had brought some very nice rice. They cooked the rice, Lord Chaitanya, he took that rice, and he was asking, oh, this is so nice rice. Where this rice comes from? So then, the devotees were asking, and they came to know, okay, this Chota Haridas, he went to get this rice at some Mataji's house. Lord Chaitanya did not say anything. And then later that day, he told the devotees, now you tell this Chota Haridas, he cannot have my darshan anymore. A big leela there, actually. He cannot have my darshan because he's brahmachari and he went to speak to Samataji for getting rice. And the devotees were feeling very bad, and Chota Haridas, wow, I cannot get darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya remained very strict. For 1 month, he could not get darshan. And because of that, he committed suicide because he could not have darshan. But then he was coming every day and singing to Lord Chaitanya. That is Chota Haridas. One question. Why are you asking?
He was personal assistant of Chaitanya.
He was a close associate, but he was not. Govinda is a person who was the personal servant, personal. Lord Chaitanya had many personal associates, but Govinda was his, what is called personal servant. And Chota Haridas was also close, but not somewhat different than Govinda. You don't have to translate all of that. So devotees should continue to chant the holy name, to practice nicely. They have here sometimes some satsanga in this house? Every week?
Every Thursday.
Thursday, eh? Okay. Every Thursday.
Every
Thursday.
Today
is Thursday. So what a good coincidence. Krishna's arrangement.
Then
Ekadasi. Thursday, that's all good.
And
Ekadasi. Yes. Very nice. Okay, thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Samasta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Jai.
Gaura Premanandi.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. So it's time for prasadam. If the devotees want to take prasadam,
no, we have already taken
our left. Is it? Okay.